Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us, sharing about your world. Looking forward to today's program. Sure. I wanted to tell you that Michael Hastings' autopsy report has now revealed something that only raises more questions, and that is that he had small amounts of marijuana and amphetamine in his blood. I heard the story that it was methamphetamine in his blood. Amazing story, isn't it? This is a guy who had interviewed McChrystal. He was supposed to be exposing some more government corruption. And he had that incredible accident in which the Mercedes he was driving had an engine that came out of the car and hit a tree. And then he hit a tree. But the engine exploded out of the car, which a lot of people are saying don't buy Mercedes because their engines explode and come out of the vehicle. Anyway, they've now found, they say, amphetamine and marijuana in his blood. How convenient. Well, you couldn't plant that, could you? But they say that would not have impaired his driving because he was going at a very low level of speed, something like 27 miles an hour. It also twice referenced two empty alcohol bottles found at the scene of the crash as if to suggest that they belonged to Hastings, despite the fact that no alcohol was found in his blood. Oh, no, that would be too hard to plant, wouldn't it? Two empty alcohol bottles. Unbelievable. And if you feed your dogs Pedigree dog food, it may be endangering your pet, yet no recall despite 300 complaints from customers. The popular dog food received hundreds of complaints in recent days about injuries and deaths potentially caused by the dog food, yet neither Pedigree nor the U.S. FDA will say anything. And also, according to Dr. Mercola, don't think that alcohol is your most cancer-causing drink. Guess what is? Water. Oh, my gosh. The Environmental Working Group has once again released a report that should get your attention, analyzing 201 municipal water systems from 43 states. Guess what they found out? The EWG, or Environmental Working Group, found chemicals considered to be probable human carcinogens in every single water supply they tested. They are a watchdog group, by the way, a real one. Water treatment contaminants, toxic trash in your drinking water. Read this article. It's going to be in your email blast. There is no safe level, by the way, in these toxins, such as DBPs, disinfection byproducts. The toxic byproducts were labeled disinfection byproducts, or DBPs, and there are 600 we know about that properly, and probably hundreds more that they don't. They are actually 1,000 times more toxic than chlorine. Chlorine is the only disinfectant that has been extensively studied. Of course, ozone also is available, but who wants to use something that doesn't hurt the people? The chloramines, there's a discussion of the trihalomethanes that are in the water, and of course, the Berkey will take those out. Because trihalomethanes have been found to cause cancer in lab animals, trigger the production of free radicals. The VOCs, now this is if you're drinking straight tap water. The VOCs, volatile organic compounds, lead to central nervous system depression and drowsiness. The haloacetic acids cause liver disease in test animals. So filter your tub and shower water. We have a shower filter at the Power Hour. We also have the Big Berkey. If you don't have one, what are you thinking? Your water is your worst enemy in areas in the cities. Your water, and maybe even, of course, in the outlying areas, in the rural areas. But there's so much to this story. MTBE, pharmaceutical drugs, glyphosate, Roundup, the toxic herbicide. Don't be duped by bottled water. It usually comes from city water supplies. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Deborah Tavares, you do not want to miss this program. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you all for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. You know, it's such an honor to sit in this chair and to talk to you every day about the issues as I see them, or the issues as we can prove them to be. It is a great source of satisfaction in your life to be able to bring forward the truth or to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. Well, the other thing that is so important to me is to be able to give other people that voice. Because I can remember when it was like the greatest thing I'd ever found out that the U.S. was selling biologicals to Iraq and that our troops were dying and nobody would listen. And then there were people like Chuck Carter and Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable, and Art Bell that finally listened, and I was able to tell my story. Well, I am able to do the same thing for other people and bring them forward to say they have a story, they have a voice, they need to be heard. And when they've done the research, credible people who have done the research, oh, it is so satisfying. And I know Deborah Tavares is that kind of person. She has done the research. And I've been hearing her since she was on the Power Hour on many other programs. And that's why I thank Catherine, who is such an incredible producer, for helping me to kind of discern and find the guests that you need to hear from. We're not always accurate, but we try to be. And Deborah Tavares is a third-generation land developer of residential construction. She's been self-employed for over 30 years. She has a broad background, which has now ended up in her doing the kinds of research that the people need to know. She has all kinds of websites. They are at thepowerhour.com, refusesmartmeters.com, smartmetersmurder.com. toxicsky.com, toxicsky.org, toxicdrinkingwater.org, and stopthecrime.net. And it is such a thrill to have her back on the program again today for the entire 2 hours. Thank you, Deborah, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Again, and I want to emphasize stopthecrime.net. That is the website where we have many of the breaking news and government documents that we've just revealed in the last couple of weeks. And so I encourage everybody to go there after the show or during the show as you hear what I am telling you about these documents. Now, I'm going to be talking about some very extremely disturbing realities regarding these documents, Joyce. And I want to start out by saying what we must do is to live in right conduct and do the right thing. And we cannot be silent anymore because we are the media. So there is a solutions page on stopthecrime.net so that you will be empowered with some things that you must do to survive what we are facing. And I don't say that lightly. I can say to you, as we discussed on your last show, in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, it is a document, a policy for enslavement and genocide. It is a declaration of war. And war has been declared upon the entire global population in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And I know by knowing the truth, you're able to make different decisions, and informed people are only our only defense is against this tyranny is going to be our knowledge. And so I'm going to kick it off, Joyce, by telling you some of the things that are so mightily important right now.
Okay. And along with, when you mention things like the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, just give a little bit of background of the year that it came out or that we were aware of it and kind of some of the foundation of where they come from so we can appreciate these documents, if you don't mind. I appreciate that.
No, absolutely. Everyone can go to stopthecrime.net. You can watch it in video format or you can listen to it in video format and watch it. You can also read the document itself. It was a document that was put together in the late 40s, and Rockefeller was involved in the ground floor of this document, as well as Harvard University and the United States Air Force. And in 1949, that is when the United States Air Force joined in. And it is a document of a declaration of war. And on page 4, it says, whenever you have a great, powerful group of people that are wealthy and have full knowledge of the capabilities of the mythologies and economic conquest without the consent of the people, it must be considered a state of war. And that what is exactly what this document is. It is a declaration of war against the global population. It is a silent war. And this document was adopted in 1954 at the very first Bilderberg meeting in the Netherlands. And this policy has been fully implemented. This is why we are seeing all of the assaults through silent methods upon the global population. Through what you were talking about as you opened up the show with the fluoride, with all the poisons in our water supply, our air, our soil, the vaccines, every single aspect has been covered and is an assault against the global population. The Silent Weapons tells us on page 8 that when a silent system and weapon program is applied gradually, the public adjusts and adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, both psychological and economic, remember now this is an economic silent weapon system as well, which is what we're seeing globally with the collapse of the economies. When all of this becomes too great, it tells us we will crack up. Therefore, they say that a silent weapon system is a biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, the mobility of the individuals of the society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking our sources of natural and social energy and our physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. Now, I must tell you, Joyce, in this document, there are a number of pages dedicated to what we're hearing Snowden divulge with this massive NSA data collection center in Bluffdale, Utah. And in this document, it tells us that they were going to wiretap all of our phone calls, that they were going to go through our garbage. This was back in the 40s that this was schemed, that they were going to use the IRS, the Census, and OSHA as a form of intimidation. We were told all of this then. This is only a 44-page document. Everybody must read this. And I can say that the sovereignty of our country right now is gone. And why I say that is when you go to stopthecrime.net on the landing page, and I know I said this to the audience last week, the United States, of course, of America is no longer under a constitutional government. We're no longer represented by representatives that are defending our health and our freedoms. We know that international banks and mega corporations posing as a legitimate government are controlling all of the legislation in our country. And if you go to stopthecrime.net and you scroll down on the home page, you'll see a flag. It will say USA Inc. And you can open up some of the information. There's other resources as well. But this is called The Great American Adventures, Secret of America. And I'll just tell you that on March 9th of 1933, the House Joint Resolution number 192-10 by the 73rd Congress was voted into law with the Emergency Banking Act. And this act declared the Treasury of the United States bankrupt, which is an impossible feat since the U.S. Treasury was secretly closed by Congress 12 years earlier in 1992. All sovereign American citizens residing within the Republic of States suddenly and falsely were expatriated from their sovereign American status without their knowledge or consent. And their labor, souls, children, property, sweat equity, credit became the financial collateral for the public debt. They go on to say, of course, many of us have had grandparents and parents that struggled through the Great Depression. And they say in this document as well, the Great Depression of 1929, like so many other catastrophes before and after this date, of course, were actually staged events concocted by Rothschild, the Rockefeller banking empires, the Queen and Britain Parliament, the U.S. President and Congress, the Vatican, and numerous elite families to steal America's gold and silver reserves and replace it with negotiable debt instruments or script money. The theft was ingenious, and by allowing the public to fall on hard times, the public soon began to demand that the government fix the problem by any means necessary. So everyone can go to stopthecrime.net, read this document in full, and understand we are not under a constitution. If we are to continue to survive as people, we must live in right conduct, and we must retrieve what we had for a moment in 1776, and that was our constitution. I can only say, though, that now that is not our reality, and we must come to terms with our reality. And I'm going to discuss the New World Order exposed document, Joyce, that we didn't cover on our first Power Hour interview.
Okay.
And but I am going to encourage everybody to please read the 44-page document or listen to the Silent Weapons audio on stopthecrime.net. It is imperative for your immediate future and for the future of our future generations, if that is to occur. And I say if that is to occur. What you do, what we all do right now, is dependent on what possible outcomes we may accomplish.
Think about
that. I can't underscore that enough.
That's right. Think about what she just said, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Wiley with Deborah Tavares. Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Thank you so much for joining us. Caring about your world, it's all about the truth. And if it were not for people like Deborah Tavares who go out and do the gut-wrenching work to have to find these documents, to search through all this information, to sort through it, to discern what is real and what is not, And I'll tell you, we are so grateful to have her join us today. Just to let you know, gold is down $16. It's amazing what's going on in the stock market today. Dow futures are down 35 for the opening in about 6 minutes. But Deborah's going to be joining us today for the full 2 hours. She has a number of breaking issues she wants to say, so stay tuned today for the full 2 hours. All right, we're talking about U.S. being bankrupt at 1933. Now, what does that have to do with all the things we're talking about here today, Deborah?
Well, we were identified as enemies of the state. And we know that in the 40s, a declaration of war was declared against us in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars Global Bilderberg International Bankers Policy. And what you're going to hear today as we work through more of the source documents is exactly what I've just said. And I can say that certainly everyone recognizes we cannot have a representative government that is allowing all these poisons to be placed into our food, water, air. And I'm going to list a number of documents and discuss them as we go through this next period of time, Joyce, along with some newfound documents on the White House government website and on the NASA website. And I can say to those that are listening, you're going to go through some despair as you recognize our reality, but understand we must go through that and understand our reality so then we can function within the truth of what is really been hidden from us. And in order to go forward, we have to know the truth. We're being destroyed every single day globally. And I've talked to people all over the world that are calling and telling me and others what is happening to them, and it's all the same thing. So I'm going to go over right now, Joyce, some of the aspects of the New World Order exposed 1969 by an insider. And people can get to this document on stopthecrime.net. It's on the source document page. And what this document is, it is a New World Order system, and it was recorded on tapes in 1988. And they're the recollections of Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan regarding a lecture he attended on March the 20th in 1969 at a meeting of the Pittsburgh Pediatric Society. The lecture at the gathering of the pediatrics was identified as Dr. Richard Day, who died in 1989. And at the time, Dr. Day was professor of pediatrics at Mount Sinai Medical School in New York. He previously had served as medical director of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Dr. Dunnigan was formerly a student of Dr. Day's at the University of Pittsburgh and was well acquainted with him, although he said not intimately. And he describes Dr. Day as an insider of the New World Order. So this document reveals a number of topics, extremely, extremely disturbing, and everyone needs to read this. You need to know your reality. So the contents encompasses many things, but it discusses the fact that there is a force or a group of men and women organizing and redirecting the global policies and redirecting change. And they say that people will have to get used to change because it will occur rapidly. And they discussed, too, how there would be the real goals and the stated goals. This is what is happening right now. This is mass deception. We are told, for example, the smart meters are fine. They're not radiating us with microwave frequencies. They are. The military documents tell us that they are, and we'll discuss that also, as well as the NASA war document. These are weaponized frequencies being deployed globally, not only as an incarceration grid, but as a depopulation grid and a monitoring grid. This will all hook up with that massive NSA data collection center. The scheme behind that is unbelievable, and we're going to talk about that. But I'm going through the New World Order document. They talk about, in this document, there will be population control. We will ultimately have to have permission to have babies. Well, they've already done that in China.
And all right, we've got to go to this break. We'll be back after this three-minute break with Deborah Tavares. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joy Smile.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Minutes after the hour, you're in the right place. Thank you so very much for joining us today, caring about your world. We're talking to Deborah Tavares. We've got her for 2 hours today. Let me just tell you that it would be, you might want to get this month's CD-ROM or CD-MP3 that you can play on your computer. You can play on a DVD player, or Susan Johnson just sent us this information. I was not aware of this. There is a Memorex CD portable boombox with AM/FM radio available at online at a number of places. Just put in Memorex and portable boombox with MP3. It plays CDs, CDRs, RWs, and MP3s. What a deal. $49.95. Now, for those of you who maybe want to give a gift to someone with the CD from the Power Hour radio show, which is $25 for all the radio shows for the entire month, you can give them this. They can then play it whenever they want, maybe to somebody who is visually sighted, has impairment visually, or someone who is older, or someone who doesn't want the computer. Wow, what a deal. It's the Memorex boombox, portable boombox with AM/FM radio, CD, CDR, RW, and MP3. Just put it on there and you can play it. Thank you, Susan Johnson, for caring about us. Best Buy has it. You can buy it online, $49.95, or you can go to Radio Shack. I think Radio Shack has it all. So thank you, thank you, thank you for letting us know about that. And you can listen to Deborah Tavares and help other people understand what she is saying. All right, Deborah, please go through the documents that you want to share with us today. We're going to, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give her this hour, and then we'll start taking phone calls in the next hour, sometime in the next hour. So don't call in yet and let you have a chance to talk to Deborah Tavares. Go ahead, please, Deborah.
Thank you so much. Yes, we were talking about the New World Order Exposed 1969 document. Again, you can get that document, and I would recommend downloading all of these source documents on stopthecrime.net. I'm going through some of the contents in this document just to let you know how all of these source documents connect. They all give a broad-based but similar outline of what this war being conducted against all of us right now is about. So I'm going through the New World Order Exposed, and I'm going to go over some of the high points. They talk about population control, and before the break I was saying, of course, they've accomplished that in China, and they discuss that in this document. We will eventually have to have permission to have babies, and of course that is because they are creating infertility. And therefore, women are going to have to be artificially inseminated. And through that process, women will have to seek permission. They're also redirecting the purpose of sex. You can read about that. Contraception and universal will be available to all. Sex education is going to be a tool of world government. They also talk about tax-funded abortion as a population control method. They are going to encourage homosexuality. Now, here in California, just very recently, there was a bill that was passed allowing children from the fifth grade on up to 12th grade to decide their sexual identity. And if they decided, if a little boy decided he was a little girl, he could start going into the little girls' bathrooms. And likewise with identifying that in the locker room and or on sports teams. You can't make this up. This is a bill that has just been passed in California.
Wow.
So they are encouraging homosexuality. They talk about families will diminish in its importance, and that is absolutely true. We know that in the silent weapons document, they say that they must break up the family. Again, this is for the purpose of diminishing our ability to connect as a global society to fend off this monster that is at our doorsteps right now. They also talk about euthanasia and the demise pill. And when they discuss this, they're basically talking about older people. That older people will be given parties by their younger children, a celebration of their life. And then the older people will just take a demise pill. And you'll see why, because the plans that they have in here for older people to diminish their vitality and their sense of purpose is unbelievably orchestrated. They talk about that there will be limited access to affordable medical care. Again, this was in 1969, and we see that happening now. They talk about that they will be planning the control over all medicine. And again, we see shortages of medicines now happening. We see the discussion about whether a person is even qualifiable for a certain drug. We also know that they are eliminating private doctors, and it said they would in this document. They say it will be increasingly difficult to diagnose many diseases, and many diseases will be untreatable diseases. They will be suppressing cancer cures as a means of population control.
Wow.
They will induce heart attacks as a form of assassination. Now, in the military documents that are on our website, the Fort Meade military document, the Army document that was obtained by a Freedom of Information Act, you can read that they do and have been creating and doing assassinations by inducing heart attacks. It also says that in the NASA war plan on stopthecrime.net as well. They say that they will use education as a tool for accelerating the onset of puberty and evolution. So it's important to understand what that word evolution means in this document. And they talk about that in the NASA war plan document, again posted on stopthecrime.net. On page 9 of that NASA document, they say humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution. They will be directing evolution. And we're going to talk about what this means in greater detail as we go through this time. But I can tell you that we're on the verge of the unthinkable. And I'm going to recommend that everybody watch The Island of Dr. Moreau. Watch the original version and watch it very carefully, and you'll understand why I'm recommending that, because it all ties it up. It's predictive programming. So going back to the New World Order Exposed, they talk about how they will be restructuring education as a tool of indoctrination. There will be more time in schools, but the children won't learn anything. This goes back to what they say in the Silent Weapons document as well. And I'm going to quote from page 7 of the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. Again, these are all silent weapons. It says about education, quote, "The quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that the moat of ignorance insulating the inferior class from the superior class is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior or lower class. With such an initial handicap, even bright lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. This form of slavery is essential to maintain some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling upper class." Now understand why they are collapsing the middle class. We are a threat to their sovereignty. And they gave us enough of a leash to allow us to feel that we were obtaining monetary wealth, that we were obtaining a better education, and more things and more stuff. And that is all discussed in the RAND Corporation strategy, which has essentially restructured the globe. And what I mean about that, and I'm going to diverse from the New World Order document just for a moment, because I don't want to forget to touch upon the fact that the Delphi technique was a technique that was first invented and put forth by the RAND Institute. The Delphi technique is when every situation, every meeting has a predetermined outcome. Every single meeting. That's why people will go to meetings, they're believing that they'll have some input, and they walk out scratching their heads, wondering what just happened, because certainly no one listened to any of the public's comments. Well, this is the Delphi technique, and it is on every single level. Even in military meetings, even in global climate change meetings, we are Delphi'd. And they control the meeting. They require the fact that people will believe that they have input, and we don't. They'll control meetings, and they'll say, for example, I just went to a meeting last week in Northern California, and they said it was a town hall meeting. No, it was a Delphi meeting. And what they did was they had speakers. It was a very important discussion with speakers from UC Berkeley and climate change activists that were for reducing all of our resources because of their concern for the need to reduce greenhouse gas and CO2 emissions. And, of course, we know that that was a hatched, invented scientific fraud, and you can learn about the fraud and how that was invented by NASA by going to the Iron Mountain Report on StopTheCrime.net. And it's extremely important to understand the basis and why they invented climate change, because they needed a replacement for war. They needed a strategy and a fear component that would represent the destruction of humanity in order to replace war. For the elites, global peace. This is their peace, to control the global population through massive fear and terror by implementing wars, creating false enemies, false flags. All the wars that we're engaged in right now is all their strategy, which they say is the necessary glue for them to control all of us. So through fear is one of their strategies. Their other strategy is through massive media propaganda, absolute make-believe and lies. And they say that in the NASA war document. They say on page 93, for example, they will exploit the CNN syndrome, that they will use psy war and massive media propaganda. And you can look up the movie on our site, Psy War. You'll understand that CNN was set up by the CIA as a massive media propaganda, as well as all of the major networks that we listen to here in our country. So I can only tell you that all these documents tell us exactly what they are doing and what they have been doing. So go to these documents and learn these things for yourself so that you can get this information out. We don't have a lot of time based on the plans unfolding as we see it. So going back to the education, also in 1903, John D. Rockefeller said, "I don't need a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers." Also, Mencken said, "The aim of public education is not to spread enlightenment at all. It's simply to reduce as many individuals as possible to the same safe level to breed and train a standardized citizenry to put down dissent and originality." And I'm going to make a few comments right now about the Common Core curriculum that is being pushed into all of our schools. And this is an international curriculum of massive dumbing down of the global society, just as required by the international bankers. But one of the most disturbing aspects is the Bill Gates Foundation is putting forth Wi-Fi in all the schools, and this, of course, is by the global bankers. And I've got to tell you the dangers right now of the Wi-Fi, and you must alert. We are really in a situation where we're going to have to decide if we're going to put our children into these indoctrination centers, which is what they call them in all of these source documents. But it's important to understand the damage that Wi-Fi will create. Our children's mitochondria, the DNA of our children, their children, and their children, and their children. As long as there is a female line, they will have a genetic damage disposition. So by putting Wi-Fi in the school classrooms, what you're actually doing is sentencing 57% of our children to some form of birth defect forever. So you must keep this in mind as you enroll your children into the schools that we have been promised by the White House will have massive opportunities for computers and Wi-Fi. This is intentional. This is global depopulation. They are aiming at our young. So I can say to you again, the New World Order document talks about how they will restructure the school, which we were just discussing, and how they would be controlling access to all information. Of course, we know the massive media propaganda. They go on to say that books would just disappear from the libraries. Important to understand what they say about this. Again, this is the dumbing down. This is the removal of information that we've had in the libraries so we could get information to understand what was going on. This is all been eliminated and pulled out of libraries.
You know, let me just interrupt and say that, you know, listeners, when a silent weapon that she's talking about here, these silent weapons are applied gradually, just think about this. The public adapts to its presence so slowly because it's an encroachment in their lives. They don't even think about it. It's a psychological kind of encroachment. And then it becomes too great to be able to say no. Well, we're at that point where we can still say no, and that's what Deborah's talking about. Thank you, Deborah. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much, Joyce. They talk about how they will encourage drug abuse to create a jungle atmosphere. They will also encourage alcohol abuse. There will be massive restrictions on travel. We see that now through Agenda 21 with the relocating of the rural areas into the smart cities or human settlement zones through the Wildlands Project. And I refer everyone to StopTheCrime.net to look at the Wildlands Project map and understand they're already relocating under the mandated United Nations Biodiversity Treaty. The relocation of the United States, U.S. Population into defined human settlement reservations. Now, I know this sounds harsh, but these are their words, not mine. And most of the U.S. highways and infrastructure will not be maintained. Well, certainly that will eliminate and reduce travel. The other aspect of reducing travel is, of course, all the cell phone towers, all of the microwave frequencies that are being blasted at our brains. People are not going to feel well as they travel.
We've got to take a break. It's 50 after the hour. We'll be right back with Deborah Tavares. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no way you can make this stuff up. It's agenda by design. There's the history. We'll be back. 3 minutes.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome Welcome back to Power Hour. 54 minutes after the hour. You're getting an education today, ladies and gentlemen. You're probably going to want to go back and listen to this. And I would get a copy. You can either get a copy of today's program or you can buy all of the Power Hour programs and then listen to it on a boombox, Memorex boombox, that's a special one that plays MP3s. So please consider doing that so that you can also share this by getting it out in the email blast. Send it to everybody you know. It's all about the truth, and it's about the agenda behind what we're experiencing today. I just am astounded at what she's bringing forward, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, which is there on the website. It's very easily accessed, and it'll be in the email blast also today that Catherine sends out. So sign up for the email blast so you can get all the amazing information that Catherine's putting alongside what our speaker says. Go ahead, Deborah, and continue with Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
Yes, well, I'm traversing actually between the three source documents that I encourage everyone to take a look at, the Iron Mountain Report, the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, which is the policy for enslavement and genocide and is the declaration of war, as well as the New World Order Exposed document 1969 by an insider. And that's what I'm going over right now. I wanted to relate this document, the New World Order Exposed, to what I was just talking about with the Wildlands Project. They say that they will shift the populations and economies, tearing social roots. That's what this is all about. There will be a curtailment of American industrial preeminence, and we see that. America is being hollowed out. I attended a recent Al Gore meeting when he was putting forth his new book called The Future, and he said jobs will not be coming back to the United States. We are going to be a service nation. And, of course, in service positions and jobs, there will be no home ownership abilities. That is said throughout these documents. There will no longer be home ownership. In the New World Order Exposed, it says home ownership, a thing of the past. I'm going to continue with a few more topics out of this document that I think are critical. It's a document everyone should read. I'm only hitting some of the high points, but I want to say this. There will be the need for more jails because they will be using jails as hospitals. So
wow. You've
got to look at this. They're going to be drugging society. And massively drugging society with psychotropic drugs, and because people will be having emotional breakdowns. The frequencies are causing mood behaviors. It's increasing anger, and they're going to identify that as being mentally ill and drugging people. And I can say to you that also on StopTheCrime.net, it's absolutely critical that everybody do a mass distribution of an extremely important document we have posted there. It's a warning that everyone needs to distribute to all police, fire, and first responders, telling them about the pulsed microwave radiation and the effects on the brain. Because we're hearing in the news the increased anger demonstrated by our sheriffs, police departments, etc., on the people, on protesters, on people just on the street. Understand, frequencies are shaping much of the behavioral changes we are seeing. And I'll get into that with this critical document that I want to reveal to everybody and discuss more about that's posted on StopTheCrime.net. But I'm looking at the time, Joyce, and I'm going to just run through this New World Order exposed document quickly.
Okay.
They also talk about food control. They talk about weather control. Yes, weather control. They say they will know how people will respond, and they will make people do what they want. They will falsify scientific research. They will falsify it. They will use terrorism. They're doing that. They say that in the other source documents as well.
Okay, we got a 1 minute, 10 second break. We will be right back with our guest today, Deborah Tavares. Don't leave. You will be sorry. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley.